I want to ask you about something else that is kind of unrelated, but I'd be curious to know what you think about, which is the presentation that was done on ASCO looking at the side effects of fluoropyrimidine monotherapy based on geography. Can you comment on what was looked at and what your thoughts are in view of all the work that you've done in that area?
Yeah, so Dan Haller presented this data, and the reason he looked comprehensively at different regions and the frequency of side effects to 5-FU or Xeloda is the ongoing discrepancy between the toxicities reported in Europe than the US. Now, we know there are significant differences in 5-FU toxicity among different ethnic populations. Asians, African Americans, and Caucasians are different. We know that, and that is explained by the genetic makeup of the patient, not the tumor, but the patient. Now, you cannot apply that for differences between Europe and the US, because most of the patients looked in the US, of course, are Caucasians as well as the Europeans. So why would there be a big difference? And there was in the beginning a controversial, heated discussion, is because the Americans accused the Europeans that their research nurses don't capture the side effects so
much. The Europeans were saying that the Americans don't do good patient education.
Exactly. And they told or accused the Americans that the American patients are wussies, okay? They complain about everything. So I think the truth is probably a mixture of a lot of things, but looking at now with Dan's data, looking, are there differences? What are potentially explaining that? Because we both know physicians and nurses and patients and doctors around the world are now very well educated about this pathway.